A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he put this question to his disciples. Who do people say the Son of Man is? They said, some say he is John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. But you, he said, who do you say I am? Then Simon Peter spoke up. You are the Christ, he said, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, Simon, son of Jonah, you are a happy man, because it was not flesh and blood that revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. So now I say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the underworld can never hold out against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be considered bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be considered loosed in heaven. Then he gave the disciples strict orders not to tell anyone that he was the Christ. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what must have been going on in the heart and mind of Jesus when he asked his disciples this question? Who do people say I am? And then when he pushed even further to ask, and who do you say I am? Today, if someone were to ask this question, we would probably think they were suffering from an identity crisis. So I wonder what was happening for Jesus here at Caesarea Philippi. Was he experiencing insecurity, confusion, a longing to know his true self? Obviously, his reputation had spread far and wide. Some people thought he was out of his mind, while others were curious to know him more deeply and chose to follow him. Then there were the ones who had been healed, had experienced his touch of love and compassion, had his conversations with significant women left him wondering to himself who he really was. It would seem this was a crucial time in the life of Jesus, and so he puts this question to those who have been following him, and hopefully those whom he can trust. But wait, what if they don't take him seriously? What if their responses do not reflect what Jesus knows about himself? Is Jesus taking a huge risk here, stepping out in faith for affirmation of what his Abba, his Father, had revealed to him? Where do we find the answer to the question of Jesus? Who do you say I am? Do we see Jesus in the lives of those who care for the poor and needy, the disadvantaged, those on the margins, the suffering, the homeless? As we look at these beloved of God, do we hear Jesus saying, I was poor, and you fed me, imprisoned, and you visited me, homeless, and you offered me shelter? As often as you did it to the least of mine, you did it to me. Surely this is who Jesus is. I would now like to encourage us all to stand before Jesus and ask him the most important question. Jesus, who do you say I am?